All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, October 20th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game Monday night football slate. We have game 7 of the ALCS. We have a five-game NHL slate as well. And then we have NBA returning tomorrow. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. We do have a number of questions to get through that have come in since our last show on Saturday. So we're going to work our way from the top down and then kind of go from there. All right, first question. Can you demo late swap on Classic? I've been unsuccessful with it ever since the upgrade. After it runs, it says no rows to show. Okay. So I don't have a slate in progress to like perfectly test with this. However, I can probably do a test and mess around with this. This seems like a little bit more like bug territory, right? With like the whole no rows to show thing. So actually, this is actually exactly what I would do. Okay. If you're going to play MLB, if you're going to play NFL tonight, right? As soon as the slate locks, right? As soon as this first game starts, click the refresh projections icon. It'll be like, hey, the slate's in progress. You know, your late swap button will appear. Try a late swap right away. When it doesn't work, I'm going to assume this is like happening to you consistently. Come to the top right corner, go to report a problem, and then send a report to our team. This be like, hey, my late swap is showing no rows to show or something like that, right? This report will go straight to our team. This gives us plenty of time to troubleshoot this. And our team is usually around until about like 8 Eastern for sure. As long as you know, don't wait too long after lock, get this in. We should be able to work with you and help give you some ideas. Now, as far as like bug fixes and stuff go, just like to be honest with the guys, you know, Classic is not something we're like actively fixing. So we have really good late swap tutorials. You know, it's not just a video anymore. It is written content. It is screenshots. It is step-by-step. And it's all laid out very, very well. You know, table of contents on the side, frequently asked questions, right, for different scenarios that you might run into. I would really recommend getting used to, you know, the new version. Eventually, and this has happened, you know, we've been through multiple versions of SaberSim, at least since I started working here. The Classic version always goes away eventually, okay? So, you know, there is going to be a point where like you do have to learn how to use groups and testing late swaps in a very large 3-window gap is a like perfect opportunity to do so. But either way, in the meantime, you can use that reporter problem. Let us know and our team will try and assist. All right. Next question for DK NFL main slates. I use one group per contest template. How can I see what sorting order is it? Sorting by ROI descending still the best option. So our default templates, right, have a default sorting method of portfolio. I don't know why that was so hard for me to get out. I think you can see this by clicking the eye icon, which you can, right? So I will click on the one group per contest. So it uses portfolio diversity, and portfolio diversity, if you're on ultimate, it uses ROI. If you're on starter, it uses Saber score. Okay. SaberScore is the simple sim contest ROIs, but I've just been calling it SaberScore because that's what it is. So starter is using portfolio with SaberScore, new SaberScore specifically, new SaberScore. Ultimate is using portfolio with ROI of the specific contest. Okay. So, but anyways, you can click into the eye icon and see what these have in them. All right. Is there a video showing me how to lock players, then generate lineups, then start over without losing locked lineups from that build? Or does it save all the locked lineups no matter how many builds I create? Okay. So a couple things with this one. So number one, if you want to lock a lineup, lock a player, you know, say I want to lock Amon-Ra St. Brown, right? You'll get this pop-up. What another thing that you could do is if you just want to, you know, do kind of the old way of like using the 100% min exposure, 100% minimum exposure and lock icon are the same thing here. Okay. Now let's say I build lineups, right? Okay. I'm going to get 100% Amon-Ra. If I rebuild lineups, I will lose all of the ones I built the first time. So if you, even if you lock two lineups, you regenerate lineups, you are going to lose those. Okay. Now what the way you're not going to lose them and the way you're going to want to handle this situation is by using the favorites tab. Okay. So I have created a video on how I recommend using the favorites tab. Okay. It is in the office hours channel in the pin messages. It is this favoriting a single lineup and bulk favoriting a set of lineups. Okay. I'm going to drop the link to this video in the YouTube chat, but basically what you're going to want to do is, and we'll build like 500 lineups and I'll build them with Amon-Ra. It's fine. All right, let's kick off some lineups. And lineups are almost done. All right, lineups ran. Sim ran, diversifier ran. Cool. So let's say I like these two lineups, right? I want to just bookmark them. And this will send the lineups to the favorites. See how it says has a one now. So that means that the lineups exist in that favorite section. And then, you know, maybe I like this other one too, right? I just did these top two. Okay, great. You know, now they're there. Now I can rebuild these. I will lose the ones I've bookmarked, but now they still exist in the favorites. And then afterwards, I can go and I can take all the lineups in the favorites and put them into my contest. So that video I dropped walks through all of that in a lot more detail. This is just a quick overview. All right. Next question. I couldn't manage to find the ROI option. Where should I find that? So if you're on starter, it's technically not called ROI. It's called SaberScore. Okay. So notice here how I don't have an ROI because I don't have any contests uploaded, but see if we find it. I do have this SaberScore. Okay. This is effectively an ROI. Okay. This is an ROI percentage shown as a whole number. Okay. So what you want to be looking for is the SaberScore column. Okay. These are the ROIs of the lineups. All right. Quick clarification there. No problem. Next question. Andrew, my Saber Sim is heavy on underdogs and lower scoring teams. Yet when I see the winning lineups, they are the favorites and higher scoring teams. Confused if I let Saber Sim run without forcing higher scoring teams. My lineups are dominated with San Jose, Chicago, and Anaheim's of the slate. All right. Sounds like a hockey question. All right. So with regard to hockey is probably one of, if not the highest variant sport of all the DFS sports, in my opinion. And I think you can see this most often by how often lineups will win with a zero in their lineup. Like there are a lot of times where you will see winning lineups and they have some piece of a stack that has a zero in them. And that happens because, you know, these players' range of outcomes are like maybe even worse than like a baseball hitter. And I'm not sure if that's like exactly true, but they're pretty close. And so like the amount of times these skaters get their projection is usually not that high. And it's usually not their most common outcome, right? Like Kyle Connor's projection is 15 points, right? Average. Well, if we just add up all of his outcomes below 15, it's like over 50%. So like, but it's like significantly over. Okay. It's like, I don't know. This is probably 15. It's like 11 plus 12 is 23, 33, 46, 57, 62. So like what this is saying is like about 62% of the time he scores 15 or fewer. Well, why is his average, you know, 15, right? This is supposed to be close to like the median. Well, it's because like he has like a few sims where he gets like 50 points and those really just like pull his mean to the right, where although they're not like an outcome that happens often, it is such a high ceiling that it ends up having a big impact. And you can actually see this by looking at his like 50th percentile here. Average projection is 15.02. His median, which is the one like right in the middle, is 13, right? So his median is a lot lower. And this is because these high scores are like really having an impact on his mean. So I say this to say that skaters in hockey are very high variance, and Saberson understands that. And I think that, you know, it just tends to fade some of these chalkier teams more naturally based on the range of outcomes, based on how often they get there compared to their ownership. And I think what's happening is like some of these lower projected goal teams, you know, their ownership is not indicative of how often they actually get there based on variance here. So you end up getting a lot of them. Now, you can still do something about that, right? I think it's okay to say like, okay, hey, I understand, you know, the chalk stacks might not win that often, but I don't want to completely fade them, right? I still want to, what you're doing is you're managing your negative leverage, right? You're like, okay, I'm fine on being under on them. You know, maybe they're, maybe line one is 20% owned, but I don't want to have zero. You know, I want to have, I don't know, 10%, right? Okay. Well, like that's totally fine. You know, you're saying, hey, I'm willing to take negative leverage, but I don't want that much negative leverage. I want to be a little bit closer. So it's simply like a risk management question, just kind of in the opposite direction, right? A lot of times we're talking about, you know, managing your risk to like your high exposed players. Here we're kind of talking about, hey, what about, you know, the teams and the skaters and the lines that we don't have a lot of, right? Which are these higher projected, maybe a little bit higher owned. You know, it's still okay to come in and just like adjust the stacks and then, you know, keep an eye on your stack exposure and just say, hey, you know, I want a little bit, maybe you sort by projected goals or something, right? And you come in here, I'm like, hey, I want to make sure I'm not just jamming all of the under three goal teams. And I want to make sure I'm a little bit more spread out to some of the Vegases and the Montreals and the Winnipegs, right? So I think it's okay to do that, first of all. And you might just need to intervene a little bit and set some minimum exposures. And that's why those boxes are there, right? That's why they exist. So you can do that. All right. Next question. My templates never seem to actually save any changes I make to them. For example, if I uncheck a certain stack type and then save the template, it doesn't show up the next time I load a build or template. Is there something I am missing? Okay. This is in regards, just so we're clear, not to group and lineup templates. This is in regards to the player pool and the player table template. So what's happening here, right, is the user is setting up a template to kind of get things where they want. And so that way they can just come in and load this. Now, the templates here only account for min and max salary, slider changes, rules, and filters. Okay, it's basically anything on the same line as templates. Okay. So that's what's happening here. They're coming in, they're changing their stack exposures. You know, maybe they only want to play like some of these bigger stacks. Well, unfortunately, the template is not saving this section. So I think this is a really cool enhancement. I think it is something that we can, you know, update the templates to do, is also save, you know, stack types specifically, maybe, and, you know, add that as part of it. But right now, it's only anything on the template line. All right, next question. Andrew, talk about the impact of the live sims in NBA, especially when doing it when the start times are a couple hours apart. Yeah, absolutely. So I think we have our initial projections up here for NBA for tomorrow. I'm sure these are going to change overnight for sure. I saw like some pretty high minutes, but it's like fine. All right, so you come in, right? You load up NBA. Now, the game times here are spread out, right? About 2.5 hours. Now, I think that this is a really good talking point here, something to be aware of. You don't need to wait until the game is like approaching to run your late swap, okay? You can technically run the swap earlier and then just come back in contest sim. Okay. Now, the only thing you want to be aware of is, if starting lineups are like maybe different, right. And projections change drastically, like, hey, maybe we're expecting, you know, Kuminga to start, but maybe instead of Kuminga starting, like Buddy Hield starts or something like that. Right. That would be like a situation where the projections would change a lot and you would want to rebuild, right? So as far as building swap lineups, you should do that for like projection changes, right? Associate projection changes with rebuilding swaps. Now, as far as taking into account live data, right? You can use the same swap pool of lineups and just recontest sim it as you approach lock. So let's say that, you know, it's opening night and lineups come out early for the Warriors and the Lakers, and they come out 30 minutes before we run the final sim. We lock in the starters, we get the check marks, all that good stuff. Well, that doesn't have to be your final run if you don't want it to be, right? I think this other game is probably going to be over by then, but let's say it wasn't, right? Let's say there's 5 minutes left in the fourth. Okay, well, maybe this game ends up ending 10 minutes before the Laker-Warrior game. You don't need to rebuild your swaps. You just need to come in and recontest sim to take advantage of the additional live data. So projection changes go with rebuilding swaps. Taking into account live data goes with running contest sims specifically. Rerunning the contest sim will use the live data, and then it'll just update the ROIs of the already built lineups. All right, next question. With the Monday two nights or the two Monday night games, is Geomine important? This is a really good opportunity to use contest flashback to answer this question, right? Maybe you don't know. You're like, hey, I have no idea if Geomine's important. Okay, what I would do, right, is I would go to NFL. I think there was a two-gamer last week. Yep. I would go find the contest that you're going to play, right? Or a contest of like similar size. Like, hey, I'm playing, you know, primarily these contests, you know, is this important? And I don't want to like load up a super big contest right now because it'll like bog my computer down. But I'm just going to open up the Flea Flicker, right? Maybe I'm playing the Flea Flicker. Maybe I'm putting 20 lineups into it or something like that. And I want to see, hey, you know, is duplication important? Okay. I come into users. I'm going to look at people who 150'd this. I'm going to sort by sim ROI. And then I want to look at the dupes column, right? Like, hey, you know, this tells me dupes do matter, right? Two average dupes, 11, 8, 4, 6, 7. You know, there is some amount of duplication happening here, even for the highest sim ROIers, right? So, is Geomine important? Based on what I'm seeing from last week, I would definitely say yes. All right. Next question. How would you go about setting exposures for different contests using one build? I normally set min and max and lock the contest, then reset exposures and go to the next contest. That is exactly how you should do it. That is like the perfect step-by-step for it is going into, you know, setting your exposures, right? Exposures get sent to every group, verifying you like the exposures within a group by clicking on it, right? And I'll just talk about this real quick. So we go to NFL. All right. So here, right, I have a pool of lineups. And then let's say I'm doing like, you know, a 20 max and then like maybe a 3 max, right? Okay. So when I set exposures and let's do this. Should use the same results. And let's set this to 3. I might need to resim. It's fine. All right. So I have this set up now, right? 2 groups. And remember that anytime I set a min or max exposure, get sent to both groups, okay? Well, these are like very different in number of entries, right? If I set a 40% exposure for my 20 maxes, well, now that's 2 out of 3 lineups for my 3 max, right? So maybe I don't want that. Maybe I want to do it in one build, but I want to treat these different, okay? So then maybe I want to do, you know, my 3 max first, you know? So what I would do is I would click on this contest to see only the exposures for that contest, and I can see the exposures update here, right? Maybe I sort by exposure. Okay, I come in, I adjust these, right? I lock it. I unclick off of it. Now these won't change. And then I can reset any exposure adjustments I make. And then now I can update them for my 20 max. These new exposures get sent to the 20 max. I lock that one. And then once I'm done, I can save it and upload it. So that's a perfect way of doing that. All right. Is there a way to edit an individual lineup within a pool or contest group? I saved favorite lineups from a previous build, but can't get it to generate in my current build. Okay. So yes, you can edit lineups within a group, and I will show you how to do that. So say I go to my 3 max, and I like to do this in the expanded view. So you turn off use compact lineups view. So maybe I like this lineup, but you know, for whatever reason, I want to see what my options are at tight end. Right? Or maybe I want a different defense, you know? So, okay, I remove a player. I use the trash icon and then I come in and then maybe instead of Seattle, I want to play Houston for some reason, right? Okay, I go and pick the Texans, I click save. It says, do you want to save this edit as a brand new lineup or do you want to overwrite the original? I'm going to say overwrite the original. I'm just going to say, hey, change my original lineup here. And give that to me. So I think that's the easiest way to change lineups. I don't actually know if you could do it in compact view. I'm not sure. Yeah. So you can't like get rid of or swap out a player in compact. So you do need to switch here from use compact lineup view to the expanded view, which is when you turn this off, you can now do that. All right. Hi, Andrew. With tonight's 2-game slate, do you toggle the don't use players against opposing defense filter? Thanks. Me personally, I don't. I've seen some users use a different rule where they're like willing to use a position player against the defense, but maybe they just want to avoid their quarterback, right? Like, hey, if at least one team's quarterback, then use, and then remove this and move my face out of the way. Then use exactly 0. On the opposing team, and they will only check defense, right? This is a watered down version of that rule where you're saying, I'm okay with running backs against the defense. I'm okay with wide receivers against the defense. I'm okay with tight ends against the defense, but I do not want my quarterback only against a defense, right? This is, I think, a viable rule. If you want to mess around with something like that, you could definitely do so. All right, next question. What's the benefits of me being able to simulate 5,000 lineups with the ultimate package Set a 500 with starter package if I'm only ever entering less than 500 lineups per slate. Thanks. Good question. So SaberSim is like built on this idea that we give you more lineups than you need to give you optionality. I know if you're like coming from like traditional optimizers, like, hey, you want 150 lineups, you get 150 lineups, right? You get like as many as you request. Here we try and give you more. That way you have like some optionality and you can adjust things and kind of sift through your pool to like find what you're looking for. So I think that's like one of the bigger things there. I think the other thing is that you get to use contest specific data for your contest sims. For like every sim that you run, you're running it for the exact contest that you're playing. On starter, you're using portfolio instead of portfolio plus, where you're using one behind the scenes contest sim for all of your entries. So those are like the two big things that you kind of have to weigh. And it's going to depend like which one makes more sense to you and kind of the trade-offs there. So I would say just weigh it appropriately. And we have plenty of winning users on starter, so it's totally okay to stick with starter. All right, next question. When late swapping NBA or NFL, how do you handle the ownership gear if you're playing different contests, single entry, 20 max, 150 max? Yeah, the ownership gear is really just kind of like a descriptor for, you know, you understanding what leverages you kind of have overall. I don't worry about it too much. I think it's fine in like NBA to switch it to like one of the live sources that'll appear. But I would just switch it to either the contest you have the most entries in or the contest that you care the most about and just roll with it from there. But those are kind of my thoughts there. All right. I think we are all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.